In Iraq, the city of Al-Qut sits in a bend in the Tigris River, about 200 miles south of Baghdad. It is also only about 40 miles from the Iranian border, straddling the main highway from Iran to the Iraqi capital. Concerned about Iranian support for Iraqi militant groups, the American military has sent troops to Al-Qut. They're working with the Iraqi police, who man checkpoints along the highway. NPR's John McChesney went out on a patrol with the Texas National Guard to visit one of those checkpoints, and he sent this report.
Al-Qut is a Shiite city, and it's been fairly quiet of late. But the four Humvee U.S. patrol takes no chances. It barrels through the city at nearly 60 miles an hour, clearing traffic with sirens and horns. American officers here say Al-Qut is a major stop on the smuggling route from Iran, and militant groups here are holding their fire because they don't want that pipeline disrupted by American counterattacks. To a large extent, the Americans depend on the Iraqi police to inspect traffic passing through. Suddenly, there's the sound of truck brakes howling. The checkpoint is next to an old, graceful arch at the edge of town. Members of the patrol dismount and stumble across rubble and mud to enter the office. Inside, behind a mahogany desk fronted by a red carpet and backed by fringed drapes, sits Lieutenant Colonel Jamil, the deputy commander. After the formalities, Sergeant James Walker, the patrol leader, begins questioning Jamil.
I'd just like to talk to you a little bit about checkpoint procedures. What's your procedure with Iranians coming through the checkpoint?
According to the Iranians, Bill Grant, he said we stop them also here, check their ID cards and their permission. If they have formal papers to come here, legal way, and search their vehicles also, let them go.
Sergeant Walker nods and moves on through a series of other routine questions. How many weapons do you have? How many men do you have? The police colonel says his men have to rely on very simple things at checkpoints, hand signals instead of lights, searching big trucks by hand instead of detection technology. He says the insurgency is getting more sophisticated. And he gives the example of the truck bomb that killed 137 people in Baghdad a few days ago.
He said the one vehicle carries vegetables. They hide the TNT or the explosion devices inside the vegetables. So we need like settlement devices to searching of about any bombs.
Okay. Well, I've got it wrote down here.
Asked if he's getting enough help from the coalition forces, the colonel launches into a series of complaints. He says he would like for the U.S. forces to work more closely with the IPs, that's the Iraqi police, because the Iraqi Ministry of the Interior isn't much help.
For example, we have 300 IPs working here, and the total AKs that we have, 119 AKs.
So
what I can do, break it for two pieces and distribute it?
As he smiles, he makes a motion of breaking the AK rifles in half and handing them out.
If you want to secure this country, we have to receive many equipments. Will be enough for our IPs to do their job here.
Does he have body armor enough for his men?
No.
Outside, the woefully inadequate state of the checkpoint is obvious. Trucks, very big ones, are pouring through. There's hardly enough room for any of them to be pulled off for searches, and the police are without helmets or vests. Sergeant Aaron Rippey from Kilgore, Texas, says there's a bigger problem.
Sometimes when we roll up and they don't know we're coming, you just see them sitting down waving the vehicles through. And when we show up, they all jump up and act like they're doing something, so... Now, this is the main road to Baghdad, straight from Iran, so, I mean, this would be a key place to start seizing stuff, equipment, and doing personnel searches, but, I mean, you'd shut down this major, you can see how much traffic is out here, and it's like this almost 24-7, that's how much traffic's out here, so.
There are a huge number of trucks just rolling right through here.
Yep. To search this, you'd have to almost widen it to about 8 lanes, and have 3 or 4 times the number of IPs they have out here.
Sergeant James Walker, the patrol leader, says at the end of the day, his men don't have a lot of faith in the Iraqi police here.
We try to regulate our shifts to where we can sneak up on them, catch them not doing it, and then confront them with them, but it's not a whole lot we can really do. We can't be there every second of the day to ensure the fact that they do their job properly 100% every day.
John McChesney, NPR News.